Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Quick Tips for Entrepreneurs. Back with me today, I've got Avi Mehra. He's a medical doctor by background and an associate partner for healthcare at the technology giant IBM. He's also a co-founder of Doctorpreneurs and does loads of advisor mentor stuff for people like Tony Young in the NHS Clinical Entrepreneur Program. So welcome back, Avi. Now, you have set up a life of variety, of balance. You've got corporate, you've got nonprofit and startup, you've got advisor mentor stuff in the technology space for, as I said, people like Tony in the Clinical Entrepreneur Program. It's not easy to set up a life like that. It's not easy to set up a portfolio career, if you will. You've come from a background of medicine and then creating all this opportunity and lots of different things, I imagine it's quite difficult. What would be your tips if someone came to you asking, how do I set up a career and a life like yours, Avi?
Yeah, well, great to be back, James. Thanks for having me again. And so I know we talked about it on the podcast, but the first one comes back to that sort of taking time to reflect and really ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing and what you're interested in, what your motivations are. But what I'd say is write it down. So I get a Google Doc Drive. I use Google Drive. I've been keeping notes since probably med school, and just writing down at that point, how do I feel? What are my passions? What are my motivations? Where do I think I want to be in 5 or 10 years time? And I think that process of actually writing it down, not just thinking about it, does help to consolidate it a little bit more and give you that foundation to work from, which then will help provide a little bit of guidance around, you know, what are the things that you want to be going for? I think second to that is around building relationships. So early on, I didn't know I wanted a sort of portfolio career or career of variety. It's sort of something that emerged as time went along and realized I enjoyed the mix of things. But what helped me to do that without sort of having to drop one and just focus on another and being able to juggle all of them together was having mentors around me who could guide me and kind of say, you know, when you're feeling burnt out or feeling like things were getting too much, helping you to sort of like just refocus, to kind of reassess the situation. Okay, actually, I've been doing all these different things now. I need to focus on A, B, and C, and I'm going to get rid of the other things that aren't working so well, or pivoting where possible and say, well, actually, this has been successful. This hasn't been. And just being honest with yourself and then being able to, you know, realign and recalibrate. And I think doing that on your own can be quite hard. And so that's why I say get a mentor. Or just speak to lots of people and build relationships with people who've been in the space before, who've maybe had a portfolio career, who've managed to combine the things that you're interested in and have maybe done it for 10 years and learn from their experience and the challenges they went through. So I think that would be sort of tip number two around networking and building those relationships. I think there's another point around your ability to be organized as a person, as an individual. And I take this in every job and every part of life. It's just that, what is your daily process that you go about in terms of organizing your day, organizing your week, how you approach different things? And I feel I'm only able to sort of juggle those different activities, IBM, Doctorpreneurs, mentorship and other things and have time for a family life through being really organized. And I use different tools again, whether it's to-do lists on my iPhone or using Slack as a medium for communication or Google Drive again, just to be super organized and then be consistent about it. So not that I'm organized one week and then sort of disorganized the next week, but really being consistent and making incremental improvements, not trying to boil the ocean and get, you know, burnt out because I've tried to do too much too quickly. And so I often say, focus on those incremental improvements and just consistency. And I think, you know, I often hear the quote, consistency is the mother of mastery. And so the more consistent you can be, the more like you are to be able to master something. And then once you've mastered it, then it becomes much more easy to sort of maintain and build on. So being organized, really, really important. And again, can't emphasize that enough. I think then, one other thing I've learned sort of, I think through my experience with IBM in recent years is how you sort of train your mindset to be comfortable with change. And I mentioned that sort of being comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's a really hard thing to do. You know, if we've all seen what's happened in the COVID pandemic and how, you know, overnight the world has changed, and people have lost jobs, and you can suddenly be put in a very insecure position. And that can happen in any role, you know, in the tech industry, in a startup. And how do you maintain your composure and sort of focus as an individual, especially early on in your career, so that if suddenly something isn't going so well, it doesn't destabilize everything they're doing? And I think that's about mindset as well, a lot around, you know, really trying to think about well-being, your mental health, how you approach things, and, you know, trying not to get sucked in too much into social media as well and the distractions of it, because you can be really distracted and then thinking, have that sort of imposter syndrome or have that feeling that, oh my gosh, this has happened to me and look at what everyone else is doing. And then that destabilizes your own plan and takes you off your focus. And then you become disorganized, and it's sort of like a, you know, it's that vicious cycle you go down. So I really think, and that's not easy again. And I think going back to mentorship, and in this case, sometimes coaches. So the way I differentiate between a coach and a mentor is coaching sometimes is more around sort of performance-based objectives as opposed to just advice and guidance. So it's really, can you get someone who can actually help you with your performance and how you do things and how you think about things? And I think that's really important in leadership. So finally, I would say, is surrounding yourself with people from diverse backgrounds. You know, as a medic, as medical school, you know, we're often surrounded by medics, right? We eat together, we live together, we work together. And that can sometimes create a different sort of like culture and mentality. And I think it's really important, especially if you're thinking about branching out into different careers or opportunities, that you quickly start to surround yourself by people from different backgrounds, people from different ethnicities, people from different skill sets, with different experiences. And that diversity of thought, that diversity of background is critical for success as well, and will also help you and shape you to be a more rounded person. I think those are some of my sort of, and again, they're probably tips that are more general and can apply quite broadly, not just necessarily to, people looking to have a portfolio career, but also about how you go about, you know, being a manager or a leader in an organization, or to startup CEOs who are, you know, thinking about their journey ahead.
I love it, man. There's so much good practical advice there. The interesting one for me was the organization one. It's funny because, you know, when you ask for tips, people can give quite, you know, globally applicable, quite glib statements. That puts a real responsibility on the individual, actually. And I think you're right, because a lot of it for me is individual responsibility. Someone said to me the other day, one of my friends actually, someone that he is line managing, he had to say, like, your career progression is your responsibility.
Absolutely.
And that is true. It really is. And so in order to set up a day, a week, a month, a year to maximize your opportunities and to set it up in a way in which you can then find what you're eventually looking for and do what it is that you need to do to find what you're looking for, it is about being extremely organized. Someone said to me once, or I've read it somewhere, or someone smarter than me anyway said this, that they don't set goals for themselves in terms of actual outcomes. So they won't say, I'm going to email 150 people today that are in a position that I want to have in 5 years' time. They will just set up their day and their week to maximize their energy to give them that opportunity. So they'll say, I'll wake up at this time and I'll be at my desk. I'll make sure I give myself a 5 minute break if I send less than 5 emails an hour. I will, you know, and they'll just set up their system to work more long term, which I think is a really interesting one. And I think it's something that I actually really believe in, because I don't beat myself up if I don't get to do certain things, because you can't have that balance. You can't, free time has to be a factor in that organization. And as you've absolutely rightly alluded to, you know, it is about balancing a family life as well. And so, Yeah, that is just a really, really important one for me. But mate, awesome tips, awesome tips. We're going to turn those into some pretty good nifty content, I think, for LinkedIn and all the rest of it. And we'll make sure we tag you in it to credit you properly. I might then steal it and use it.
Please do. No, yeah. I get my inspiration from others as well, right? So it's
well, exactly. It's about that diverse background you said, and making sure you're, you know, surrounding yourself with different skill sets, mindsets, in order to view the world completely differently. And no, I follow people I really disagree with on social media just to know the other side, you know?
Exactly. I think that's really important, being open, allowing that open debate, allowing for open disagreement, and not sort of feeling like you're burning relationships as a result of it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sharing different opinions. But just to reemphasize that point around balance, you know, I always think about, I have sort of my non-negotiables, you know, which you just don't negotiate on, whether it's going to the gym, you know, 3 days a week, or going for a walk at this time, and you do everything, put it in your diary as a, like, as a blocker that you make sure you have that time to do what you need to do and figure out what works for you. You know, what I described, some of the tips and things is what works for me and my personality and me as an individual, and it won't work necessarily for others, and they'll need other strategies and other tips. And I think trying to figure out what works for you and how you can achieve that balance is the most important thing.
Love it. Avi, thank you for coming back on. It's been a pleasure. If you want to go back and listen to Avi's full background and everything about how he set up this life, you can hear that in the full episode, which I believe will be the episode just before this. So Avi, thank you so much again.
Thanks, James.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening and making it all the way to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And you can head to the description of this episode to follow me on all of my social media so you don't miss out on any of the latest health tech content.